we're back for another episode of AW360, recorded live at Advertising Week 2024, the 20th anniversary of Advertising Week New York, where it's Tuesday, October the 8th, 2024. I have with me in the studio Tony Wallace, partner and head of music brand strategy and partnerships at UTA. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So we've had a lot of executives from UTA on the show several times in the past, but never from the music side. And as somebody who loves music more than anything else in this world, I'm very happy to have you on. Tell us about UTA's music brand strategy and partnerships arm and your role there.
Sure, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me. And we love music as well, so we're thrilled to be here. Our music brand partnerships and strategy division is really focused on building partnerships for our 1,000 plus strong roster of amazing musicians around the world. And then we also develop brand strategies and programs for Fortune 500 brands in the music space. My role specifically is to lead that team globally. We have over 20 agents around the world in the division, about 3 to 4 in every office for UTA, LA, New York, Nashville, and London. And the team has over a century of experience across brand management, culture marketing, music licensing, talent procurement, and really building out culture strategies for brands and artists.
You know, from a cultural perspective, there's no denying the importance of music in our day-to-day lives, mine in particular, especially in this ever-connected and global world. From your point of view and UTA's point of view, tell us about the importance of music's role in marketing.
Well, I mean, I think music, and I'm of course biased, but if you watch a spot or if you watch a game or any live experience, movie, TV, film, and you don't have music in the background, that emotive connection is not there. You think about silent films, and obviously those are incredibly artful and beautiful and gorgeous, but music really is the soundtrack to everyone's life. It also really creates that emotional connection and memory connection to that particular moment. When I think about, you know, the first time I held my 5-year-old on his way to school this year, I'm thinking about the song that we listened to in the car together. Or if I'm thinking about an ad campaign, I'm thinking about the music behind that spot. So really the memory and the connective tissue that happens is driven a lot by music. And then of course, you know, now, especially more than ever, the in real life experiences that are so much needed post-COVID, for fans is really connecting with their artists. Social media has enabled fans to have such a deep connection with musicians in a way that they've never had before. And so experiencing music in person, in real life, really brings those moments to life and brings people together at a time when people need to be together more than ever.
You're a personal brand agent for some big names. Tell us who they are and what excites those artists when it comes to working with brands.
Sure. Well, because I run the division, essentially I work across the entire roster along with my team. But day-to-day clients, some of the day-to-day clients that I have are Bad Bunny, Karol G, and a few others. You know, Bad Bunny is a good example. He, I think, is a real role model in the space when it comes to brand partnerships. What he looks for is really who are the partners that are authentic to him and what is he doing in his daily life? Does he really love the brand? Is he using it every day? Does their DNA in the brand and what they do in the community represent who he is and what he's trying to do in the community and in the world and really lifting others up? But then also being really smart and strategic about how we partner together. I think one of the things that I've seen over the last 25 years of doing this is that a lot of brand partners don't necessarily always think that artists have mutual business goals and needs as they do. And so brand partners are a great way for artists to help execute some of those goals. So big media and culture marketing moments are a critical part of that equation. And so instead of a brand saying, okay, let's do a face of campaign, if we took a step back and said, Bad Bunny, what are your goals for this upcoming calendar year? These are our goals for this upcoming calendar year. What can we build and co-create together that will really change the face of culture for consumers, fans, and of course the music landscape? So that's an ever-evolving process, and I think something that, you know, we could really learn from, but those are the types of partnerships that he's looking for, which is really where we're co-creating and co-building together.
Very cool. A question on the brand side. What challenges do you feel brands face when pairing music with their marketing?
Yeah, great question. I mean, it changes annually.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
You know, depending on where we are in the marketplace. But I would say one of the biggest challenges I see is going back to the former question is media is so important for musicians, and that really helps them cut through the clutter. And that's something that a lot of brands and advertisers have access to that artists don't. And it's very difficult for artists when they're assessing the partnerships to understand what the media is behind a campaign. Oftentimes the media buy is done separate from the creative of the campaign and when you're casting. And so when we're trying to figure out the footprint of a partnership and really what that would mean in the marketplace, it's very difficult for us to assess. And that's not on the brand side, but we need to work as an industry to help bring media to the forefront of that conversation a bit more.
Thinking about, and this could be, we could go back 5 years, we could go back a year, I'll leave it entirely up to you, but what are some of your personal favorite music and marketing pairings?
Well, I'm really biased, but I'm a big fan of Bad Bunny's Adidas partnership. And the reason for that is it really articulates the co-ownership and co-creative strategy that a lot of artists are looking for with brands now, where we really want to build together as business partners and co-own together versus just getting, you know, traditional sponsorship or a logo slap or, you know, a one-off fee. The goal is to build with partners over time and not do one-offs. Hopefully, you know, artists are going to have a very long career. Brands are going to be around for a very long time. We should be endeavoring to have a long-term relationship, not a one-off. But another one outside of our ecosystem, I really loved the Jay-Z and Beyonce Tiffany's campaign. I thought that was incredibly well executed. Obviously, it was stunning. But what I really loved about it is you could tell that they built that creative together. I was not a part of it. It wasn't done through us. But I think it, similar to Bad Bunny and Adidas, I think it articulates that co-creation and really what you can do when you hire artist creative teams to develop creative. It just takes it to a whole other level, and the fans know.
Well, we're here at Advertising Week New York, and I'd be remiss not to ask if there's anything that you've seen so far or look forward to seeing while you're here.
Well, it's the 20th anniversary, as you said, at the beginning. And so we're super excited to be hosting the wrap party on Thursday. We have Eladio Carrión headlining along with Latin Mafia, who was just nominated for Best New Artist in the Latin Grammys this year, and Alex Sensation. Latin music has had incredible momentum the last few years. It's the fastest growing genre in music right now, has been for the last 2 years. Double-digit growth, which is incredible. So we're excited to bring that landscape to Advertising Week this week and really close out the party with a bang.
A fantastic pairing right there. Speaking of great pairings. Well, Tony, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.